Now this is something which is common to everybody and very simple, you might say. All that is very elementary. But now comes a very profound statement of Indian thought, that the situation is actually a resultant of the will of the observer. This is a statement which is not very easy to verify at the first time. But this is a statement made by the Indian thought, that the situation in which you are placed is a result of the will of the observer.
The will may be unconscious.
May be unconscious. It's a result of the will of the observer. In other words, in philosophical language it is said that Prakriti executes what Purusha decides. Now if this proposition is to be tried out, it's not a proposition being made, it has to be tried out. Normally we don't find it to be a true proposition, because normally we find that situation is rather unfavorable. Usually, apart from a few situations which may be very favorable, many situations of our life are quite unfavorable. So how can it be true that situations are unfavorable if they are the results of my will?
Does that mean that whatever we keep feeding into our subconscious?
That is also one of the propositions. But even more than that, I'll come to that. Not only you put in the subconscious, but also in the higher levels of consciousness, of which you are not aware now, but if you become aware of it and if you put that in higher consciousness, supposing you sit very quietly and make an aspiration, this situation should change. And repeat it again and again. Then it is claimed by this philosophy that the situation will change according to what you have fed into your consciousness. Because it is said that situation is a result of your will. Prakriti executes what Purusha has decided.
But in many cases the will may not be all that strong.
Quite true. So it will not happen. But if the will is strong, it will happen.
But this is the truth of what is called the Sankhya philosophy.
According to Sankhya philosophy, Prakriti executes what Purusha demands. And it says that what you are now is as a result of what your Purusha had decided and demanded from Prakriti. And that is why you are where you are today. This is Sankhya thought. It may be right, it may be wrong, we are just exploring. But this is the thought. Now normally human beings, whatever their philosophies, they may be materialists, they may be idealists, they may be spiritualists, whatever their predilection, one thing remains very true of everybody, that everybody is called upon to deal with the situations. And one wants to be master of the situation. So the situation is under the control of the observer. This is the fundamental urge in every human being. That mastery may come in the form of harmony with nature or situation. That may come in the form of control over the situation. It may come under the form of mastery over the situation. In either of the three forms it may come. Either with harmonizing, or by controlling, or by mastering. Actually speaking, if you ask yourself this question, it is often asked, what is the aim of life? And the usual answer is given, it is to enjoy. I mean, this is a very normal answer. Now, this answer need not be rejected. But we should ask the question, what is it that really gives you enjoyment? Now, normally people think that when you can, keep the situation which is full of sensations which are pleasant. If I have 10 ice creams around me and I am allowed to eat any one of these ice creams, it's a situation in which the experiences are pleasant, and I am able to do it, I feel I am enjoying. Now this is one kind of enjoyment, need not be denied, it's a fact. It's a very simple example, but examples can be multiplied at a higher level. But you will find gradually that an individual truly enjoys when he can stand back from his situation, when the situation is under his control and he can change the situation according to the will, and he has even mastery over the situation such that whether that situation remains or does not remain, he is not affected at all. When he can arrive at this condition, then he really enjoys. So the first is called the Sakshi Bhava, when you can witness the situation. The second is called the state of Anumanta, you give the sanction. And the third is called the condition of bhokta, the real enjoyer. You can really enjoy an object when, whether that situation remains or does not remain, it makes no effect on you. Then only you have the real capacity of enjoying. That is why Isha Upanishad said, tena tyaktena bhunjithaha. Tena tyaktena bhunjithaha. You enjoy by renouncing. You are capable of renouncing it. So whether it is before you or before not before you, when you arrive at that condition, then only you can really enjoy.
But in order to renounce, you have to first experience it.
Quite true. That is why the first stages are there, witnessing. You first of all become Sakshi, then you become Anumanta, then you become Bhokta. Now these developments of becoming a Sakshi, of becoming Anumanta, or becoming the Bhokta, are the beginnings of what we call spiritual experience. This is not a mental experience. This is not a matter merely of conceiving. We are not merely relating concepts. This is the field of experience. Spirituality is a field of experience. But experience which is not merely physical, but something that brings you nearer to your true self-consciousness. Now, this is said very briefly, but actually to do it takes a long, long period to be able to witness, to be able to give the consent, and to be really the enjoyer. It takes a very, very long period of experience, series of experiences, and masteries of various kinds are needed to arrive at that point. But all these exercises are what may be called spiritual exercises. Now, as a result of these exercises, you gain two basic experiences. One is that you can, if you so like, if you so decide, can escape from any situation that is given to you. You just withdraw from the situation and then withdraw completely away. And you can be absorbed in self-consciousness to such an extent that even if the situation remains there before you,